B-Pod Studios.
Dick Moon pre-loved used vehicles. The lowest prices are the cleanest, most dependable vehicles guaranteed. In fact, if you find a better deal somewhere else, we'll give you $1,000. Dick Moon pre-loved used vehicles.
Hi, everybody. This is Ray from the dealership. We want to tell you about some fantastic specials we've got going on. And I'm standing here live. Most economical car, if you're looking for economy, if you want to get a larger vehicle, such as an SUV, because you can fit more people in it and you don't have to make an extra trip. We will work with you with our extensive financing department.
Dick Moon, pre-loved used vehicles. Voted number one used car dealership by Wheels and Deals magazine. Dick Moon, pre-loved used vehicles.
There's only one thing wrong with this vehicle. It's got a price that's too damn high, and we're ripping it in half.
Dick Moon, pre-loved used vehicles on the old 41. Offers cannot be combined with approved credit. Requires at least 700 Beacon score. Minimum of 2,000 down. And only after waiving the limit law contract. Offer expires whenever we say. See Dick Moon for complete details.
K-Rock, hello.
Robert Halvin, please.
He's not in the building, and he is part of the sales department.
You know what? I don't want to hear about it.
You've called.
And I just opened up my business. We've been open for over 45 minutes.
Who is this?
That's right, the dealership.
You're the guy from Dick Moon.
Is that Stan?
Yes, Ray.
Wow, what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. You remember me, don't you?
I sure do. I sold you that hatchback.
Ray helped you out. You were upside down in that one car.
Yeah,
Ray
I was
helped
not,
you.
And Ray sold me.
You know, that
sold me
a
hunk of junk.
I was at a different dealership.
With
Dick Moon.
What do you do over at Dick Moon's? What are you
I'm
over there?
General manager.
You're the general manager?
I'm general manager Dick Moon pre-love vehicles and used cars.
So when the salesman says, I got to go talk to my boss about this, you're the guy they come talk to?
Yeah, that's me. And we're right on old 41 in Bonita Springs.
Right.
Look for all the cars. We don't have signage up.
What? And so this place has just opened?
We've been here for about 6-8 months.
And still no signage?
And no signs.
Well, it's, it's one day at a time. Keep in mind, I'm just the general manager. Mr. Moon, I believe he's ordered the signs, and he just hadn't been happy with the logo. Because what he wants is, when you drive down Old Fort, it's going to be a show place, believe you me.
For,
he's ordered a god-awful, huge American flag.
Right.
And then he wants to have a sign with a picture of a full moon. That's got a face on it winking at you and giving you a thumbs up, and then it'll say Dick Moon on it.
Ray, while I got you on the line,
I guess that's a special order. Okay. I don't know too much about the signage.
Who came? First of all, who came to your dealership? Who sold you this idea?
Your general manager there, Robert Hallman, personally.
He's sales manager. Sales manager of the year, I might add.
I was told he was in charge.
He's in charge of sales. That's about it. He doesn't run the radio station. Now, let me also ask you, Ray. I heard the commercial, which I'm told to play at least twice every half hour. What's the deal with
the key word there being at least? We pretty much come to an agreement where we bought the whole show.
You bought the whole show?
Yeah.
What's that mean? You bought the whole show. You mean you tell us what to do? Is you own the show?
Yeah, we couldn't quite get it done. Originally, we were going to make you every time you open the microphone, you were going to say you're broadcasting from the Dick Moon studio.
Broadcasting live from the Dick Moon studios. That's what you wanted.
He wanted way too much for that.
Okay. Well,
we just ended up martyring out today.
What
sort of a test drive? See how things go. See if you all can deliver.
Right. I heard the commercial. Why?
I'll tell you this: commercial's already run, and I don't see nobody out here.
What do you expect people just because the commercial runs once or twice to have people just lining up outside your dump car lot?
Pardon me.
Outside your fine establishment.
It'd be nice. If I haven't sold a car in a week.
If there's no signs, how do they know it's your place?
Yeah, is it next to anything?
Well, we're down on Old 41 at Bonita Springs.
Uh-huh. Is it true that you...
If you know where the Shangri-La is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the old whorehouse.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And Fat Farm.
You're right down by there?
Yeah.
What do you got on the lot there, by the way? Anything I'd be personally interested in?
Me
personally. You know me. We've dealt. You've sold me a bomb before. But is there anything there that I might like? Something sporty?
Well,
something with all the bells and whistles?
Let's see here. How's your beacon?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it ain't 700.
We could work with you. Are you still driving that supercharged grocery getter?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we can do something.
Right.
We could put you in a beautiful SUV.
Really? A nice SUV?
Beautiful.
Big wheels on it, and all the luxury stuff?
Anything you want, we got it.
Ice cold air?
Hold on a second. Let me include that. And that's under air. I'm trying to think. We got over a half acre of vehicle space.
Okay.
We got an actual acre of property.
Yeah.
But I'm just guesstimating here, sir.
Uh-huh.
Probably half of that is going to be for the office space. It's a former, this is actually a historic building. It goes back to the 90s.
Okay.
The 90s.
Oh, I'm asking.
Do you have any vintage
Volt? It's been a muffler shop. It's been a gas station.
Okay.
And now we're here to stay with Dick Moon's quality pre-owned.
Pre-loved.
Cars and trucks.
Now, if I trade, will you take my grocery grabber on a trade-in, and I only got about maybe $1,200 to put down, and my beacon's probably around $680?
Sam, here's what I'm going to tell you. And yeah. You know what? This doesn't just go for you. See, Stan and I, we got a history.
Yeah, we go way back where you've rooked me for years.
We've done a lot of business together.
Yes, we have.
And, I was going to say this is for Stan, but you know what? This is for anybody.
Anybody.
And then the sound of my voice, you come on down, we'll make it work.
Okay. You got anything down there? You got any freebies? Anything? You got some balloons out? Anything to go and really attract the customer?
Well, if you know, there's one thing that I'm famous for, that's hot dogs.
Yeah, I know. You are famous for you. Whenever you would go down.
That's his deal?
Ray, personally, whatever dealership he was working.
You remember... Well, I don't know if you remember, because I started this. How long has it been since we done business together?
About 15 years.
Good Lord. Ain't that amazing how time flies?
Like my, yeah, trust
well,
me.
Well, I got a new gimmick.
A new gimmick.
You know, promotional.
Uh-huh.
Things that will stick in people's heads that they'll remember.
Yep. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I got the, I think I already said I'm famous for serving up the best hot dog in town.
Right. I got sick. I told you a long time ago when I threatened an attorney on your ass get rid of the hot dogs.
Well, now what I do is I walk around and I wear a cowboy hat. And what I got is a belt, and I make up the hot dogs, put them in the bun. And then I put them in. I got these little slots in the belt, so I got to belt a hot dog,
like a hot dog holster.
Yeah, actually, it's an interesting story how I got this.
I don't care.
I actually borrowed it from one of the fellas, one of our neighbors over at the Everglades Wonder Garden. They used to do it whenever they needed to get the animals to come up closer to the fence so people could see it.
Right, bait them with food. You still?
Yeah, I got a belt of hot dogs on this morning.
Okay,
come on by and grab one.
Grab a hot dog. You still a drinking man?
Pardon?
You still drink? Remember the time I saw you at the bar about 7-8 years ago? You were all slouched over the bar, and I was with some friends, and I said, I know that guy, and they had to have you leave?
I drink nothing but grindhouse coffee.
Didn't he offer you a cocktail from his bottom desk drawer,
Stan? Yeah. Trying to make that deal work. We were waiting for the finance guy.
He made you the coffee, and he said, would you like me to Irish that up for you?
Hands on the hips, and then went right to the desk. That's why you didn't have that last job too long. Now you claim to be general manager of Dick Moon's. No signage. got to have a 700 point beacon score, 2,000 down, and you're waving the lemon laws.
Is that even legal?
And is that legal?
You know what? You can put anything you want on a piece of paper. And if you can sign it, or if you can make a mark, then you can get rid of all that government red tape that's going to keep you out of a quality pre-loved vehicle.
Right. Let me ask you this. I mean, it's a used car
place. Let me say something.
It's mostly low-income people who don't have a 700 beacon score, $2,000 to put down.
I don't think that. You know what? Let's deal with the issue. Now,
what?
I realize in the past when we've done business together, broken bread together.
No, I wouldn't call it that.
You had a bite of a hot dog.
Yeah.
Now, I demand to be treated with the proper respect. The time that you knew me, I was just a salesman.
Right.
Now I got a new lease on life. I've been out of the car business for the past 5 years, and that was not of my choosing. But I have served my suspension, and now I've been rewarded. I am no longer just a sales professional.
Uh-huh.
I am now the general manager at Dick Move.
All right. Well, we've got to go. Tell everybody where you're located, and you know, we'll try to drive you some people down there.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, Stan. I do hope you bring in that grocery grabber that you got. I told you that was a bad move. One of the worst vehicles ever made. Yeah. But I want to invite everybody to come on down. We got complimentary hot dogs. Just come in, help yourself, and you can just grab one right out of my belt.
Oh.
Also got complimentary grindhouse coffee.
Right.
If you want a soda, we do have vending machines available on premise.
All right. Tell everybody where you're at.
We're on Old 41 in Bonita Springs, just down from the old whorehouse.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Dick Moon pre-loved used vehicles. The lowest prices are the cleanest, most dependable vehicles guaranteed. In fact, if you find a better deal somewhere else, we'll give you $1,000. Dick Moon pre-loved used vehicles.
Hi, everybody. This is Ray from the dealership. We want to tell you about some fantastic specials we've got going on. And I'm standing here live. Most economical car, if you're looking for economy, if you want to get a larger vehicle, such as an SUV, because you can fit more people in it and you don't have to make an extra trip. We will work with you with our extensive financing department.
Dick Moon, pre-loved used vehicles. Voted number one used car dealership by Wheels and Deals magazine. Dick Moon, pre-loved used vehicles.
There's only one thing wrong with this vehicle. It's got a price that's too damn high, and we're ripping it in half.
Dick Moon, pre-loved used vehicles on the old 41. Offers cannot be combined with approved credit. Requires at least 700 beacon score. Minimum of 2,000 down. And only after waiving the lemon law contract. Offer expires whenever we say. See Dick Moon for complete details.
K-Rock, hello.
Robert Halvin, please.
He's not in the building, and he is part of the sales department.
You know what? I don't want to hear about it.
You've called.
Because I just opened up my business. We've been open for over 45 minutes.
Who is this?
That's right, the dealership.
You're the guy from Dick Moon.
Is that Stan?
Yes, Ray.
Wow, what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. You remember me, Stan, don't you?
I sure do. I sold you that hatchback.
Ray helped you out. You were upside down in that one car.
Yeah,
Ray
I was
helped
not,
you.
And Ray sold me.
You know, that
sold me
a
hunk of junk.
Ago and at a different dealership. With Dick Moon.
What do you do over at Dick Moon's? What are you
I'm
over there?
General manager.
You're the general manager?
I'm general manager Dick Moon, pre-love vehicles and used cars.
So when the salesman says, I got to go talk to my boss about this, you're the guy they come talk to?
Yeah, that's me. And we're right on Old 41 in Bonita Springs.
Right.
Look for all the cars. We don't have signage up.
What? And so this place is just opened?
We've been here for about 6-8 months.
And still no signage?
And no signs.
Well, it's, you know, one day at a time. Keep in mind, I'm just the general manager. Mr. Moon, I believe he's ordered the signs, and he just hasn't been happy with the logo. Because what he wants as when you drive down Old Fort, it's going to be a show place, believe you me.
He's ordered
a god-awful, huge American flag.
Right.
And then he wants to have a sign with a picture of a full moon that's got a face on it winking at you and giving you a thumbs up. And then it'll say Dick Mood on it.
Ray, while I got you on the line,
I guess that's a special order.
Okay.
I don't know too much about the signage.
Who came? First of all, who came to your dealership? Who sold you this idea?
I guess your general manager there, Robert Hallman,
he's,
come by personally.
No, he's sales manager. Sales manager of the year, I might add.
I was told he was in charge.
He's in charge of sales. That's about it. He doesn't run the radio station.
Now, let me also ask you, Ray. I heard the commercial, which I'm told to play at least twice every half hour. What's the deal with
that? The key word there being at least. We pretty much come to an agreement where we bought the whole show.
You bought the whole show?
Yeah.
What's that mean, you bought the whole show? You mean you tell us what to do? Is you own the show?
Yeah, we couldn't quite get it done. Originally, we were going to make you, every time you open the microphone, you were going to say you were broadcasting from the Dick Moon studio.
Broadcasting live from the Dick Moon studios. That's what you wanted.
He wanted way too much for that.
Okay. Well,
we just ended up bartering out today.
That's
sort of a test drive to see how things go, see if you all can deliver.
Right. I heard the commercial.
I'll tell you this. Commercial's already run, and I don't see nobody out here.
What do you expect, people just because the commercial runs once or twice, to have people just lining up outside your dump car lot?
Pardon me?
Outside your fine establishment?
That'd be nice. I haven't sold a car in a week.
If there's no signs, how do they know it's your place?
Yeah, is it next to anything?
Well, we're down on 041 at Bonita Springs.
Uh-huh. Is it true that you...
And if you know where the Shangri-La is.
Yes.
That's the old whorehouse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Fat Farm.
You're right down by there?
Yeah.
What do you got on the lot there, by the way? Anything I'd be personally interested in?
Man,
me personally. You know me. We've dealt. You've sold me a bomb before. But is there anything there that I might like? Something sporty?
Well,
something with all the bells and whistles?
Let's see here. How's your beacon?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it ain't 700.
We could work with you. Are you still driving that supercharged grocery getter?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we can do something.
You're right.
We can put you in a beautiful SUV.
An SUV? Really? A nice SUV?
Beautiful.
Big wheels on it, and all the luxury stuff?
Anything you want, we got it.
Ice cold air.
Hold on a second. Let me if you include that, and that's under air. I'm trying to think. We got over a half acre of vehicle space.
Okay.
We got an actual acre of property.
Yeah.
But I'm just guesstimating here, sir.
Uh huh.
Probably half of that is going to be for the office space. It's a former. This is actually a historic building. It goes back to the 90s.
The 90s.
Oh, I'm asking.
Do you have any vintage Volt?
It's been a muffler shop. It's been a gas station.
Okay.
And now we're here to stay with Dick Moon's quality pre-owned.
Pre-loved.
Cars and trucks.
Now, if I trade, will you take my grocery grabber on a trade-in, and I only got about maybe $1,200 to put down, and my beacon's probably around $680?
Sam, here's what I'm going to tell you. And you know what? This doesn't just go for you. See, Stan and I, we got a history.
Yeah, we go way back where you've rooked me for years.
We've done a lot of business together.
Yes, we have.
And I was going to say this is for Stan, but you know what? This is for anybody.
Anybody.
By the sound of my voice, you come on down, we'll make it work.
Okay. You got anything down there? You got any freebies? Anything? You got some balloons out? Anything to go and really attract the customer?
Well, if you know, there's one thing that I'm famous for, that's hot dogs.
Yeah, I know. You are famous for you. Whenever you would go down.
That's his deal?
Ray, personally, whatever dealership he was working
at. You remember, Well, I don't know if you remember, because I started this. How long has it been since we done this together?
About 15 years.
Good Lord. Ain't that amazing how time flies?
Like my, yeah, trust me.
Well, I got a new gimmick.
A new gimmick.
You know, promotional things that will stick in people's heads that they'll remember.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I got the, I think I already said I'm famous for serving up the best hot dogs in town.
Right. I got sick. I told you a long time ago when I threatened an attorney on your ass, get rid of the hot dogs.
Well, now what I do is
I
walk around and I wear a cowboy hat. And what I got is a belt, and I make up the hot dogs, put them in the bun, and then I put them in. I got these little slots in the belt, so I got a belt of hot dogs.
Like a hot dog holster.
Yeah, actually, it's an interesting story how I got this.
I don't care.
I actually borrowed it from one of the fellas, one of our neighbors over at the Everglades Wonder Garden. They used to do it whenever they needed to get the animals to come up closer to the fence so people could see it.
Right, bait them with food. You still
do? I got a belt of hot dogs on this morning.
Okay.
Come on by and grab one.
Grab a hot dog. you still a drinking man?
Pardon?
You still drink? Remember the time I saw you in the bar about 7-8 years ago? You were all slouched over the bar, and I was with some friends, and I said, I know that guy, and they had to have you leave?
I drink nothing but grindhouse coffee.
Didn't he offer you a cocktail from his bottom desk drawer?
Yeah. Trying to make that deal work. We were waiting for the finance guy.
He made you the coffee, and he said, would you like me to Irish that up for you?
Hands on the hips, and then went right to the desk. That's why you didn't have that last job too long. Now you claim to be general manager of Dick Moon's. No signage. Got to have a 700-point beacon score. 2,000 down, and you're waving the lemon laws.
Is that even legal?
And is that legal?
You know what? You can put anything you want on a piece of paper. And if you can sign it, or if you can make a mark, then you can get rid of all that government red tape that's going to keep you out of a quality free-love deal.
Right. Let me ask you this. I mean, it's a used car place.
Let me say something.
It's mostly low-income people who don't have a 700 beacon score, $2,000 to put down.
I don't think you know. Let's deal with the issue. Now,
what
I realize in the past when we've done business together, we've broken bread together.
No, I wouldn't call it that.
You had a bite of a hot dog.
Yeah.
Now, I demand to be treated with the proper respect. The time that you knew me, I was just a salesman.
Right.
Now I got a new lease on life. I've been out of the car business for the past 5 years, and that was not of my choosing. But I have served my suspension, and now I've been rewarded. I am no longer just a sales professional.
Uh-huh.
I am now the general manager at Dick Moon.
All right. Well, we got to go. Tell everybody where you're located, and we'll try to drive you some people down there.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, Stan. I do hope you bring in that grocery grabber that you got. I told you that was a bad move. One of the worst vehicles ever made. Right. But I want to invite everybody to come on down. We got complimentary hot dogs. Just come in, help yourself, and you can just grab one right out of my belt. Also got complimentary grindhouse coffee.
Right.
If you want a soda, we do have vending machines available on premise.
All right. Tell everybody where you're at.
We're on Old 41 in Bonita Springs, just down from the old whorehouse.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
Sure have a wonderful time.
ass off in that Southwest Florida heat. But I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
Vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Friday, we made it to Friday, and for most people listening to us, your day's just about done. We're the stretch run home. So, happy Friday.
To take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Yeah, that's right. And there he is. He's right to my right-hand side. The star of the...
What's happening?
Star of the Stan and Haney Show.
Oh, shut up. Come on, man.
He is going around...
What?
Looking for compliments today.
What?
Well, he, I look good today.
He's all snappy dressed.
Yeah, well,
and
I
the
figured...
girls were the office girls were coming back from lunch, and he's posing for them out there.
Yeah, you know.
I said, "Yep, compliment him on how sharp he looks."
Would you like good day?
Would you like a cup? They double cupped me, so here.
What do I need a cup for?
You got double cupped?
I did because they didn't have a holster to
the
you
name
know the,
on it.
The
no
cardboard on it. See what did I order?
What does it say on it? Crab bucket?
No.
Almost. Venti Dark their, Roast.
These are their holiday cups.
With cream.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't think they can say Merry Christmas on them. They don't allow that on Starbucks cups.
No. No. All it takes is an overweight Caucasian woman to destroy Christmas in any given place.
Yeah.
One of those that was like...
It's pleasant, though. It's a there, pleasant cup.
There was like an old New England town. I think it was in New Hampshire. And because some fat woman watches MSNBC,
yeah,
they had to do away with their Christmas lights.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Today on the show, Dave will try something today, and Rob, we're hopefully going to be able to videotape or live stream this in a particular way.
I like the term videotape.
I do too.
Although it's not really applicable, but
nope.
It makes me feel more at home.
But the thing is,
live and in living color.
The thing what we're going to do today,
right,
is not focus on you eating something or some feat of strength. It's going to require a steady hand and complete concentration on your part.
Is this like, what was it he did
right
for all those times when I had to play Broham and everything? What were you doing?
Breaking wood, wasn't I?
No, did you have to hold your hand still or something?
Did I do something like that?
No, I'm talking about just a couple of weeks ago where you were all proud of yourself.
Oh, that's when we were doing the slinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were doing the slinky.
Yeah,
and you had to do it for like, what, 45 minutes?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
You're doing
minutes
another game.
Okay, cool.
That nearly broke you, though.
Yeah,
you
said. But the music got me through.
And
man,
I'll put you on the clock with this, too.
All right.
I'll tell everybody what it is.
No, just save it.
You want me to say it? I can save it, but I think I need to tell everybody what you're doing today.
I would defer to your judgment, Stan.
Because get ready to do this. Do you remember
that time in September?
Do you remember the old kids game? It was when you and I were growing up. I think they still make it, but it's not the vintage one anymore.
Pick up sticks?
No, it's called Operation. Now,
takes a steady hand.
It sure does. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the God's honest truth with this. Probably 3 or 4 years ago, a listener gave me the classic Operation for Christmas, and it's been in my utility closet. And I said, what better thing than to have Dave? I think there's like 10 things you got to remove.
Like bones and stuff.
Yeah, you know, there's like 10 things you got to remove. And if you touch the side and metal on metal from the tweezers to the
metal on metal.
Damn right.
And that thing buzzes and lights up. Your job, and I think we'll set it up after Stan's local beat, just after 3 o'clock. But right around that time, I will give you 20 minutes to remove little bone in the operation guy without the buzzer going off. Buzzer goes off, you start over again. I don't care if you've got five removed. If you buzz it, they all go back in. And Rob, here's the thing: when we videotape this, I don't want his face. I want the camera set up so that all you see is the guy there with all the parts and just his hand going in and removing the pieces. The audio of him losing his mind and the buzzer going off will be for us here and the radio listeners. The steady hand going onto the game board to remove, you know, the monkey wrench and all of those things will be live streamed. You buzz one time,
it
goes back. I will tell you right now. See, I don't make you go and do things that I haven't tried myself. I can't do it.
Get out of here.
I can't do it. I get all trembly hand, and I can't do it. So, and then later on today, Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week. What a week he had last week. 10-3. 10 wins, 3 losses in his picks. So we'll be doing that as well. And, yeah, I got a doozy on Stan's local beat today. We're going to take a break.
You mean like a real beauty?
A real beauty.
I see. All right.
Grab bag.
Time to quit your job and party.
Yep. you know what? I like to party, but I come to work, too. How many of you out there can say that?
That's really something to be proud of.
That is based on a real story.
You wonder why we're so sour.
I had a deal with a drunk woman once, who I didn't even know.
Didn't care to know.
And didn't care to know. I was just calling for somebody else. And this woman was S-faced. And I'm trying, will you pass the phone over? Will you pass?
Because you were being disrespectful.
Yeah. And I said, you're drunk right now. I don't want to talk to you. You're making a look at honey. I like to party, but I go to work too.
Which somehow really put you in your place.
I said, well,
I'm done now.
You know what? You got me there.
Yep.
we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Like it? Percocet?
What is wrong?
I'm going to go in with Rick. Those things are going to be taken off. I'm going to hopefully have them.
I'd like them ripped out by the root.
Yep.
I'm not talking to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Talking to somebody else.
If I ever.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Gary in Naples.
Hey, Gary! What's going on?
No, I was just saying, national news today, national radio, syndicated shows, nobody mentioned anything about JFK's assassination. Today.
Well, they usually
They don't want us talking about it.
No, and it usually...
No, they want to talk about Trump. No. You know what I mean?
It happens on the fives. Last year, I think it was 55 years.
Yeah, today was 56 years.
Yeah, they won't talk about it.
You know, we've had exactly four presidents that tried to do the right thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now George Washington
have a space program without him.
Well, George Washington doesn't count because he was the first.
That's right.
Abraham Lincoln tried.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson tried. JFK tried, and Trump tried.
Yeah.
And we got to pray for that man.
Yep.
We have to every night. I do.
Yeah.
For my son,
and
my wife.
And here's another thing, Gary. Here's another thing. And Haney and I know this, and I know the Kennedy assassination better than anybody. The new generation, as people die off and new people become adults, young people, it becomes less and less of a topic, less and less of questioning it.
Well, and plus the fact they cannot celebrate JFK on the left because everything he believed is not what they believe.
He'd be a Republican today. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, he'd be considered alt-right.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by the pewter mug North.
North?
North. The U.S. 41 North Naples. North Naples. You did the story the other, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, the porn site that wants to film you.
Because everybody's got a fetish.
Yep.
And that fetish isn't necessarily sexual. There are people that just want to watch strangers eating Thanksgiving dinner. They'll pay for it, really.
Not to be outdone, Pornhub has announced, and this is real, you can hear it, they are selling for Black Friday, Dave, lifetime premium membership on Black Friday.
Woo!
$300.
Damn.
Choosing the right companion is essential. Someone who's there with you every step of the way to share the good moments and to give you a hand in the bad ones. Because with us, you know that at the end of the day, there will always be a familiar face waiting to take care of you so you can take care of yourself. Pornhub Life Plan, the premium membership that lasts forever.
Yeah. Is that real?
Yes. Oh, by the way, I just bought one for myself. This is pretty darn cool. So I'm watching Fox and Friends this morning, and it is called... I can't remember the company. It's real simple and stupid. But they had it on display. All of your local breweries that put out their little growler things, they've partnered up with a bunch of local breweries this place. They sell you this canister that sits on your table. And I think it's for $70, they'll send you like 10 of these growlers, each that contains a six-pack worth of beer.
Nice.
You put the thing into the canister, close it down, it taps it up, it refrigerates, and you got draft beer. And so the deal that they were doing today is they gave you the canister and the keg holder for free if you just bought, like, the glasses that come with it. And then you can just go and order, and you got on-tap beer anytime you want ice cold.
Hell yeah.
Well, ain't that something?
Yeah. I got myself one of them.
How much did it cost?
The thing was free.
Well, you can't beat that.
They do just have to buy their four set of glasses, I think, for $29.99.
Yeah, when we coming over?
And then you go and you can order. There it is. That's with the yellow background. There it is. That's the thing.
Look
right there.
Look at that. And it's a growler?
Yeah, well, you put the growler in it. And it keeps it cold. And it's
free?
The unit was only today.
Got to buy the glasses.
Free. You just have to buy the matching glasses that go along with them. And they'll send you the unit for free.
Oh, that is cool.
Well, how much of an investment are we talking?
I told you it was $29.99 for the glasses.
Really?
And if you want the beer, you pick the craft beer that you want.
Yeah, so you've got glasses and a unit that works with nothing.
You put the thing in. No, you got the dispenser now. You just order it. So,
well,
I think
how much are they
hit you
for?
I think they send you like 12 six packs worth of beer for like $70. And you put it in. You put
six pack. Now, how many beers would that be?
I don't know.
Is that like a 99 pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No.
Looks intriguing.
Let me see.
I'm a little short on cash. If you want to order me one up.
This is, to leave it to a girl. A young girl called 911 hoping that they offered emergency ride services. You see,
how do people get this in their head?
I don't know. You see, little sweetheart was late for her train, and she didn't know what to do, so she called 911 to see if they offer ride services.
I'm supposed to have a trip to Union Station. The ride that was supposed to show up for me this morning did not, and I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that, because I'm in a taxi right now, but it's not going to get me to the station on time for my train to board at 9:45.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for your train ride at Union Station?
Yeah.
And so what would you like an officer to do?
Do you guys offer emergency ride services?
An emergency ride service?
No, I don't know how you guys operate.
Well, I can assure you we don't do that.
My apologies.
Okay, so you can call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment. Okay?
You.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm. And see, the lady was still helpful.
Yes, she was. Oh, by the way, our celebrity photo of the day.
Look at that. That looks good.
What?
That looks big. The Rob Show.
Yeah. Man. Look at that.
Our celebrity photo of the day.
We don't look that good.
No.
The Rob Show.
2012, the picture was taken with Haney and I and the last of Major League Baseball's 30-game winners. That's us with the great Denny McClain.
What a day that was.
That was a wonderful day.
Love it.
Cy Young Award winner, 30-game winner.
Da, 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 da.
I think he won the Cy Young 2 years in a row.
You look different, Stan.
Yeah, I'm about 40 pounds lighter in that picture,
Bonehead. What about me, Dave?
Let me see. Oh, you look the same, Annie.
Yeah. This is phenomenal. And if you look at these guys, especially the oldest one, you'd never know. Then I got a little sample of what they do. This might be the oldest songwriting duo ever. A 102-year-old, 102, Dave, and he doesn't look it. A 102-year-old man named Alan Tripp always wanted to record an album, so he teamed up with a buddy of his, an 88-year-old guy who's a jazz pianist.
My name's Alan Tripp, and I'm a partner here with Marvin. We write music, that you would have loved if you were alive back in 1940 and you can still love today.
Collectively, we have 190 years between us. I'm 88 years old. I consider myself really old. But when I am working with Alan, you make me feel so young.
I'm 102 years old. Yeah. I stopped getting older 10 years ago, and I decided to get younger. If you feel young, and if your point of view is young, and your mind is working, then you're lucky.
Now, the short guy, he's the 102-year-old. Here's a little sample of what they've done.
I know I ought to kiss you, but baby, there's an issue. I just can't remember your name.
Yeah! Not bad for a guy that's 102. When you got Sacha Baron Cohen upset,
did I do that?
No. He attacked Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms for not doing enough to combat the spread of, quote, hate, conspiracies, and lies.
All this hate and violence is being facilitated by a handful of internet companies that amount to the greatest propaganda machine in history. I believe that it's time for a fundamental rethink of social media and how it spreads hate, conspiracies, and lies. This is not about limiting anyone's free speech. Freedom of speech is not freedom of reach. There will always be racists, misogynists, anti-Semites, and child abusers. But I think we can all agree that we should not be giving bigots and pedophiles a free platform to amplify their views and target their victims.
Thank you. Wow.
You know what the problem is?
What's that?
We can all agree with that sentiment.
Yes.
My concern is, who determines who's out of line? Who's in charge of that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's who's in charge. Dave, you like the Foo Fighters? You like the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, they're good, man.
Yeah. Dave Grohl, a great drummer, frontman, mm-hmm. Foo Fighters, they're legends in the rock business. Even Dave Grohl has come to the conclusion at his age, what they are, the Foo Fighters, can be identified as, well, dad rock.
What? You know, the whole dad rock thing. We're so dad rock. First of all, we are all dads. And you're right, we're a rock band. Look, I'm 50 years old. I have gray hair. But you know, the funny thing is I have never considered our band cool. And I like that. We've just never been hip or cool. And I think that the reason why we're still here is because we do kind of disconnect ourselves from, like, the popular stuff that's going on. But also because, what the f*** do we care? I just want to play music.
There you go. Right on, brother. Right on. This is funny.
Well, you know what?
But
Dave Grohl is an interesting case. Because lightning struck with Nirvana. And yes, he's a fine drummer. But for him to turn that 15 minutes into another band that got attention because
yes,
he was in Nirvana and make the most of it, highly unlikely if you look at linear time that a young Dave Grohl becomes legit rock star anyway.
Yep.
He just made the very most of his opportunities.
Yeah, he did. Oh, by the way, the place where this thing is, it's called Hopsy. Hopsy.com. A sub-draft system. Bring the tap room, because it's shaped like a sub. Bring the tap room into your home with our compact countertop appliance.
Nice.
We work with dozens of breweries to give you access to the best rotation of beers delivered to your door.
Now, have you already ordered the growlers?
No. You can go and do that.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Well, hold on. Just seconds remaining.
Yeah, 5 minutes left before it ends. Do you want me to put a link on the Facebook page?
So well, it's too
sure,
late.
Sure.
It's
oh,
too
no,
late,
no. Trust me. When I went on there, that time was left on there, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they're liars.
Fake news.
But I will tell you that it is for a limited time. Other than that, and I think the sub thing, the distributor, the appliance, I think it's something like $199.
Hmm. When do you expect delivery?
Well, how do they make money on this?
Volume. This is funny. Will Ferrell was on The Tonight Show talking to Jimmy Fallon.
You know what? I don't know what goes on when they're booking the big shows, but Will Ferrell should be handsomely rewarded for going on any show because he never phones it in.
He was talking about his thoughts on did he ruin Christopher Walken's career by the whole more cowbell. He tells a story.
Remember when you didn't even know what that was?
I knew what it was.
No.
What are you talking about? Saturday Night Live, more cowbell.
No, you know it now, but there was a time that you didn't.
Yeah, before it aired.
No.
Yeah.
I told you about it.
I don't know.
Y'all, come on.
Here you go. Here you go.
I go to see Christopher Walken in a play. I say hello to him backstage, and he's like, you know, you've ruined my life. People during the curtain call bring cowbells and ring them. The other day I went for an Italian food lunch and the waiter asked if I wanted more cowbell. I think he was really mad at me.
What? Yeah. No, what?
And he had a little smile, but...
Well, because he had such a great career.
From The Deer Hunter...
Yeah.
To Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction is amazing.
To more cowbell. That's all he gets.
That's all he gets now.
There you go. When we come back...
You know what?
What?
I may be just a cowbell player, but I think if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, that's what we should give him!
When we come back... Well, I got a good one from the local beat.
And I got a fever.
Fever from more cowbell. Got a doozy from the local beat. Then we will begin the setup for Dave the Waterman to play Operation, the classic game. He's got to remove all the parts without the buzzer going off in 20 minutes. Buzzer goes off, parts go back in. And as a texter on the Absolute Law text line told us, you know, the object of that game, if the buzzer goes off, you've killed the patient.
Yeah.
Let's see how many times you're going to kill the patient when we challenge Dave to play, and they say a game from one to four players, he's going to play it himself. When Dave plays Operation.
And obviously, you know, it's a great educational tool for kids that want to become doctors. They virtually learn how to do surgery on that thing.
Yep, that's how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right on.
So, Steady Hand Dave going to go and give it a shot. Stan,
you know,
and Haney.
What? I'm thinking about that old game, The Game of Life. We never did good at that either.
Nope. 96 K Rock.
Battery driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, 277-9600. If you'd like to call in and participate, we're also going to check the local beat, Stan's local beat, here in just a second. Dave the Waterman setting up for his challenge in Operation, the game, the classic game. And you know what? I found the cards to it, too, Dave.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is you're in charge. Now, you may wind up killing the patient by the buzzer going off. And we're going to do this in a few minutes. but I'm allowing you to set up the board the way that you want. I will give you commands on what you're supposed to remove.
All right.
You can't do it, we'll go to another command
to
remove, and you'll have another chance later on to get the one you missed.
Like
you got
piece.
About, what piece are we missing?
The,
what?
Ankle bone connected to the knee
guess
bone.
What? You're ahead. Figured as a freebie.
Right on.
unless it's in the box. You can go and look in the box and see if it's in there. Also, starting at 4 o'clock, you know where K-Rock's going to be, South Street, for their happy hour, 4 to 6. Matt Manga's going to be down there. Happy hour, drinking food specials, live music, K-Rock prizes. And coming to South Street on Friday, December the 13th, a very Mojo Christmas with Blacktop Mojo live in concert. They were in the studio playing for us not too long ago.
Yeah.
They're really good. All right, Stan's local beat. Now, Dave, while I'm doing the local beat, feel free to set up your pieces.
That's what I'm doing.
You know what? If there's no leg bone, break a piece of that plastic off and put it in there. So that you have something to take out of there. Do not mess with the tweezers so the buzzer goes off.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you have to wait until Stan's done with the local.
Yeah, that's right. I will. And then we'll worry about you playing the game.
Dude, not cool.
All right. What do you mean not cool? It's a kid's game for six-year-olds.
What is not cool, Dave?
Well, it looks really hard.
Man. It is hard. It is hard. And you're gonna stay there until you remove them all.
Oh.
Local beat. This is a real beauty.
Another beauty, huh?
Please
tell me this isn't about another crazy woman.
No, this is a car chase. Man driver. Dateline. Well, most of it taking place in Collier County. Most of it.
But not all.
Not all. I think, no. Let's find out with the story. This comes to us from the Fort Myers News Press. Headline reads, this guy's something, and I still don't know why he ran. Headline reads, high-speed chase on I-75 reaches speeds of 133 miles per hour and ends with a vehicle crash in Bonita Springs. The time, 8:50 p.m. Wednesday. A Collier County Sheriff's officer was on road patrol when he attempted to make a traffic stop on a vehicle at Immokalee Road and Juliet Boulevard for failing to stop at two stop signs. The man.
Well, when you're going 133, it's kind of hard to hit a stop sign.
He's not there yet.
No. Not that I'd know anything about
that. The man in the vehicle was later identified as 55-year-old Dominic Ellerio.
Okay. No. At 55, you don't have the reflexes for 133.
55-year-old Dominic Ellerio. Ellerio started to pull over, but then quickly sped up and accelerated through a red light at Immokalee Road and entered I-75 northbound, according to the Collier County Sheriff's arrest report. Sheriffs activated lights and sirens. But Ellerio continued to flee in his vehicle and shut off his lights to try to conceal himself. He reached speeds of 133 miles per hour and was cutting off other vehicles and weaving through traffic.
Well, you have to. They're standing still.
Ellerio exited I-75 at mile marker 116. Turned onto Bonita Beach Road and continued to weave through traffic. Then he got back onto I-75 southbound this time.
So what, do you eat it?
Yeah. Multiple deputies started to assist by strategically laying out and deploying stop sticks on I-75. Ellerio got off of I-75 again at mile marker 107.
Which one's that?
I don't know. Down in Collier, that's south.
Okay, so he's southbound now.
Yes. Ellerio got off I-75 again at mile marker 107, and officers attempted multiple maneuvers in attempts to stop him. He continued to flee and was driving west in the eastbound lanes on Pine Ridge Road, still without his headlights on.
Oh, geez.
Deputies said in the report, El Arroyo quickly corrected his direction by jumping and turning onto Livingston Road.
Safety first.
Yep. Made a U-turn near Osceola Road and continued eastbound onto Pine Ridge Road again. He was again weaving in and out of traffic at high speeds.
So at this point, do you have both counties in pursuit?
I would think. He again was weaving in and out of traffic at high speeds. He again got back onto I-75 and off again at mile marker 105. Then back onto I-75 again at the same mile marker.
Heading north or south?
Doesn't say. El Arroyo struck stop sticks that other officers had laid out. He had damaged tires, but continued to flee at speeds of 70 miles per hour on the rim.
What's his deal, man?
I don't know.
Friggin' maniac.
So he's going north. He's going north now because he exited on the rim at 70. He exited mile marker 116 and crashed into an embankment after police conducted...
So 116 is Bonita.
116 is Bonita Beach Road, I believe.
So 107 would be
because when
Ridge.
You're down at 105, you're almost down to the last exit down in Collia. 116, he's
well,
going...
I see his mugshot is Lee County, so...
Yeah. So, that's where he crashed. He exited at mile marker 116, crashed into an embankment after police conducted a maneuver to stop that vehicle. El Arroyo was taken out of the vehicle gently.
Taken.
And placed into custody.
Watch your head.
Yeah. In the backseat of a patrol car. That is when he requested EMS because he said his chest and back hurt. He was transported to Lee County Memorial Hospital. He was charged with high speed and reckless fleeing or eluding law enforcement with active lights and sirens. He has an arraignment scheduled for December the 16th.
So, if I understand you correctly, he is charged with running, basically.
Yeah, I want to know what he was running from.
He's not charged with anything else.
It doesn't say it in the news story from the news press. So, 133 miles per hour.
Why would you do that if...
You're wanted for something. See if he's got a Facebook page, Rob. Let's see what he does for a living. He exited... So, I-75... Exits at 116, goes back to 75, exits mile marker 107, then he goes down Pine Ridge Road, then he goes down Osceola Road.
And what time of day is this?
9 o'clock at night.
Jeez.
Then he goes back onto Pine Ridge Road, goes down to I-75, mile marker 105, gets the stop sticks on him, turns around, doing 70 on the rim, and makes it up to mile marker 116 when he crashes into an embankment.
So, at the beginning of all this, he had the option to pull over, yeah. Comply, and receive a citation.
He had run two stop signs, and the officer pulled him over.
So at that point, he would have gotten a traffic ticket.
Yes, he slowed down and then quickly accelerated, thus beginning the high-speed chase of speeds of 133 miles per hour and, once on the rim, 70 miles an hour.
You know how many people could have died?
Oh, absolutely! Now, you're going from 105 to 116. That's 11 miles in my book, up and down 75. And you're going on side streets down in Collier County.
Driving the wrong way with the lights off.
Driving the wrong way with the lights off. What was this guy's deal? What did he do that made him run like that? It doesn't say anything
now, granted, it's
about
not,
him being intoxicated or anything.
It's not rush hour or anything like that.
Oh, it's still busy enough,
but
though.
That's
you know
what
that.
I'm saying. You got people coming back from the malls, going yep. to restaurants, and this guy's doing 133.
Rob, do we know anything else about him? Do we see what he does?
Rap sheet?
He does not have a Facebook page.
Okay.
No rap sheet that I can find either.
Now,
but he has been arrested more than once because this is an older mugshot.
Yeah, because there's one where he's smiling.
Right here.
Yeah, that's
and he's
a
got an orange
day.
Jumpsuit on. Or orange jumpsuit on.
So. Yep. So he's tasted the system before.
That's from Collier County. So I don't know which county actually arrested him, because the other one says Lee County as well.
Yeah.
I don't know which is the new updated photo.
He was 116. That's Bonita Beach. So that's
a crash scene.
Oh, zoom in on that. He yeah, what an
can't
idiot.
See it.
There it is. There you go. A large police presence. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tom.
Who is this? Tom?
Who am I talking to?
Who would you like to talk to, Tom?
I would like to make a comment.
Run that by me again?
Okay, but before we do that,
we need to know your name.
Can hold it.
Operation.
Stop it. Who is this?
Your name, please?
Name.
This is Tom from Melbourne.
From Melbourne.
Oh
yeah. There,
oh, hello,
right.
Tom.
Tom, yeah, we've known each other for 40 years since we go back to the old town.
At least. I have a comment on the operation.
Are you drinking?
No, not yet, man.
Will you do me a favor? Will you do me a favor, though, Tom, our old buddy from Melbourne who we never met? Will you turn the radio down in your wherever you're listening so you can hear me on the phone?
Hang on just 1 second.
Jesus
you're in the background.
Christ! What the? Jeez.
Was that firecrackers?
What's that going off in the background, Tom? Shut the...
Turn the radio down.
You idiot. Is he that dunce? Yes. The answer to that is yes. All right, Dave.
That guy is so weird. He claims to have known us when we were working in Melbourne. We've never met him. We don't know anything about him.
And if he lived over there, it's not Melbourne. It's Melbourne. You got everything set up the way you want it?
Yeah, but I figured something out.
What'd you figure out?
The rubber band?
Yeah.
That's the ankle bone connected to
the
knee.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we'll put it on there.
You gotta stretch it out.
Yeah, you gotta stretch it out. That's like the Achilles tendon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now here's how we're going to do this. Dave's face is not going to be on camera. His hand with the tweezers and the board.
We'll see operation live.
Live, like we're close up watching the... And then us here will listen to Dave's frustration and my commands to remove certain body parts from the...
And
patient.
If he completes this, does this make him a medical doctor?
Yeah.
He is... Let me get... Where did I do with the cards? Some of these cards...
Didn't you say you were going to a new doctor that's some punk kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Some
Looks
of these,
like Doogie Howser?
Yep. Some of these doctors require a specialist. Uh-oh. So if Dave is able to remove these things, he not only will he be a doctor... But he will also be a specialist.
Oh.
All right.
Here's your chance, Dave, to finally win at Edumacation.
I will give you a command. As a matter of fact, I got fake money over here, and I'll pay you if you do it
you
correctly.
You have fake money?
I have fake money.
Awesome.
Try passing that over at the convenience store. And I will give you commands. You hit the buzzer, and you kill the patient.
Yeah.
It goes back, and we'll go, and I'll give you another command. Your job is to remove everything without the buzzer going off.
I got it.
This is a very sleight of hand skill game. You can't be trembly. You want an energy drink? You can't be a trembly. You can't be shaky.
Oh.
It's all about manual dexterity.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not
I would
good.
Like to at least see you remove a couple of them.
Oh, I can see myself.
I don't
doing
know that.
That
you can do that.
Oh, come
we'll
on,
do,
man.
We'll try it out when we come back.
It's like backyard surgery, bro.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Half hour away from your first look at traffic. News headlines, Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Broadway Joe in about an hour, 10-3 last week, as we now head into week number 12 in the NFL.
So he's padding it up now.
Oh, he is. He's got a nice win-loss record right now. By the way, a couple of texts have come in on the Absolute Law text line about this guy in the high-speed chase. One and several others said the other thing, but one said that it was he threw out a bag of drugs out of the window, and multiple texters said stolen car, grand theft, that the car was.
Well, that would explain it.
Yeah, you don't go
bag of drugs in a stolen car. Yeah. Well, that makes all kind of sense.
Yeah, if it was his own.
See,
car.
We judged him too harshly.
Yeah. If it was his own car, he wouldn't be pushing it at 133. You don't do that to your baby.
Yeah, must. What kind of car was it?
I don't know. It didn't say in the article what kind of car. It had to be a sweet car. You ready?
Either that or a dead car.
Yeah. Rob is going to come in and live stream this. If you want to see the action yourself.
Live action?
Live action. It's going to be on our Facebook page, the K-Rock Facebook page. And what you're going to see is strictly the operating table and Dave's shaky hand trying to remove items. And I did get the fake money here for you, Dave.
Do you feel good about this, Dave?
I'm concerned, but I do have some confidence.
Why don't we put the camera right here, looking right down at it?
I'm not sure which angle I want to attack the board at.
Well, you better get that settled before he places the camera, because then you can't move it.
Did you crack your screen on that there? You all right there?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you do, drop it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What a doof.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob.
You know what? Last time I checked, you're not John D. Rockefeller who can run around throwing cell phones on the ground.
No, I am not.
Yep. And he told me off, Mike, he did it out of anger.
You can't afford that.
Oh, you dumbass. What are you doing?
Now you knocked the board
on
everything.
Boo.
Come on, man. Everything I had set up.
Can that tilt or not?
No, yeah, he's snake bit now.
Yeah,
watch him.
Right there would be good.
Stan, make sure you're ready to catch that if it falls.
I'm not that fast.
Everything shook around.
Oh, come on. You were a goalie in the National Hockey League.
I'm telling you, not right now. No, that was years ago.
What? Be careful.
All right, watch out. Dave, are you going to set it up?
Are we ready to begin?
Are we ready?
Is that going to stay
there?
Is it
turned on?
Yes.
Are we?
I'll hold it.
Oh, you'll hold it?
Hold on.
Oh, well, then get right down in there. If you're going to hold that thing, get right down in there.
Hold on.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we're broadcasting live.
Ready to begin?
We are ready to begin. Dave, are you ready to begin?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's begin, Dave, in the game of operation.
Do I have to answer questions or something?
Yes. No, I'm going to tell you what to remove.
Instructions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And if you miss it, the buzzer goes and the light goes on his nose.
Do we know for a fact it's turned on?
Yeah.
Oh, he tested it. It's
it works.
It's on.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Now, Dave,
it's shocking.
Is under the impression that this will electrically shock him.
It won't shock you, Dave.
That's he believes that.
Yeah. Somebody did suggest a electric collar to really jolt you in a perfect world. This is something I need you before we take the break to remove them all.
All right, let's go,
all right,
man.
Here we go.
What do we got?
First one, $800 to remove the funny bone. Remove this bone and take Sam's riches.
Oh,
so
man.
Now he's got to locate the funny bone.
Yeah,
when it's gone, he'll be in stitches.
Dude, that's what?
Remove, for $800, remove
right,
the funny bone.
I can't even see.
I told you you could set it up.
Stop.
Remove the funny bone.
Dear God, come on.
You got a pair of tweezers right there. Oh. Remove the funny
bone.
Oh, did I see the light go on?
Yeah, it didn't.
I didn't hear a buzz, but the light went on.
Because he pulled it away real quick.
Yeah, dude.
I'll give you another chance. Remove the funny bone.
Come on, bro.
Remove.
Come on, dude.
You got this. You got this. Remove it. He's got a hold of it. Oh, he dropped it. And the buzzer hasn't gone off yet. Come on.
Hold on, dude.
Slowly, surely.
Got
he
it.
Did it.
Woo!
The funny bone.
It,
but the light went off.
It stayed in there, though.
Check and see that the buzzer goes. Hit the side on something.
Yeah, dude, watch.
Because this is how it should sound. That's how it.
Yeah.
If he.
That's if I really hit it, man. But I didn't really hit it, man. I did good.
I will give you credit for that.
I did good.
Even though the light went off.
The light went
it
off.
Barely,
but the,
come on,
but
bro.
The
it barely
buzzer
went off.
Didn't.
It just barely went off, man.
All right. All right. So that's 800.
Right on, dude.
So you got.
You're up 800.
Okay. Let me get you 800.
All right, come on. Hit
dollars. Here
hit
we go. Here's the
hit
next
me.
One. Here's the next one.
Alright.
For $1,000, doctor.
Did you give him his 800?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Well, he doesn't have
there you
it.
Go.
Look at that, Dave.
Yeah, dude.
Alright, here
you're
we go.
You're rich.
For $1,000.
Hold on, David.
That's 900, dude. Ha ha, you screwed up.
Dave's okay, counting fine. The funny money.
For $1,000.
Hell yeah.
Remove the bread basket. Sam's bread basket has to go. Remove it if you need some dough. Remove it if you need some dough. Get in there. Don't.
I'm not.
Easy. Easy. Easy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Easy.
Got it.
He got it.
Quickly.
Done, son.
That's $1,000. You are. I am impressed.
What else?
Because I tried this.
Dude, I work on motors, bro.
Why don't you shut up? Here we go. For $800.
Yeah, you work on motors, Dave, but yeah, are you doing it wrong?
Damn right, always.
Here we go. For $800, remove Sam's Charlie horse. Corral this horse to make a buck. Oh. Don't horse around.
Oh, dude.
Or he'll.
Is that
get
a tough
stuck.
One, Dave?
That's a tough one, boys.
Go in there.
Hold
get in there.
Hold on.
Get in there. Oh, it went off.
Damn.
It went off. You're pulling away from it so quick.
It's not loud enough.
Because he's pulling away before the thing gets going.
Yeah, hold on.
Because he's a fraidy cat.
Yep, and the light went off.
Next.
Okay.
Leave it in there.
All right, leave it in. Damn it.
It went off.
All right, come on.
Hit the side because I can't hear it at all.
That's what it does.
He's being very precise, so
yeah,
it's
very
still
precise.
Not.
So he's doing good.
He's doing good. He's not activating the buzz part of it because that goes off.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
He's doing so good. I thought it wasn't working right.
Here we go.
Come on.
Remove the ankle bone connected to the knee bone for $200. Stretch the band from peg to peg, and you will heal Sam's aching leg.
Oh, you got to! Oh, it's already stretched. It.
Well, unstretch it. You mean just take the elastic right off?
Oh, I saw a light.
Well, he's just setting it. All right, now all right. Go.
Now
you
got
to put it on
with the tweezers.
With the tweezers, of course. That's your operating tool.
Shut up.
Stretch the band from peg to peg, and you will heal Sam's aching leg. Go ahead, Dave. You know what? I'm very impressed. Except this is a little bit too much for you.
No, it's not.
And this is only a $200 procedure.
No, it's not. Watch this.
It's only a $200
watch
procedure.
This, dude. Ooh.
What's the matter? You can't get it off there? Well, careful. Don't hit the side.
Shut up.
So that's supposed to be easier than the other
yeah,
one.
That's supposed to be
easier. Oh, I saw the light.
Go off. Leave it out.
Damn, dude.
Leave it
I was
out.
Dude, I was there.
Leave
dude.
It out.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Okay.
Stupid thing.
There we go. You're not. You're losing. Boy. You're losing time here. For $300. For $300, Dave.
What?
The Adam's apple.
Oh,
Sam's
man.
Adam's apple's not quite right. Remove it, but don't take a bite.
Okay.
Oh, you jammed it up in there farther.
Watch out.
Yep. Come on.
Shut up.
Do not touch the sides. Oh, he's...
Oh, no.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
Dave went on a rampage there. He's throwing stuff around.
Right, you don't get that one.
Damn. Two out of what? Three.
Now, what happens...
One, two... I got 2 out of 2.
Because you give him money when he gets it right. Is he penalized when he gets it wrong?
I should take it back, but I'm not. You should be. Here, let me move these out of your way, Dave, because you're in the middle of surgery.
Damn right, bro. Stupid CDs.
All right. Here we go. Water on the knee. Remove. What?
Nothing. Let's go, bro.
Remove the water on Sam's knee.
What, you think this is easy, Dave?
Yeah, I got
or
this.
It may float away your fee.
I got this, bro. Don't move.
Come on. Come on. You got this. You got... Oh, you don't drop it.
Shut up.
Take it. Come on.
Shut up.
Do not let that buzzer go off. And I'm going to call it on the light on the nose, too.
Woo!
He got it.
Didn't even blink.
Got him.
There's 500.
Sweet, dude. Thank you.
All right.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
For $600, you know what? You're doing pretty darn good. For $600.
Yeah.
Dave, remove the wishbone. Remove this bone and make a wish. Be careful, because Sam's ticklish.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I wouldn't want to be Sam.
No. Look at you're trembling on this one.
Yeah.
You little shit.
Ah! Stupid thing, man.
No dice on that one.
Come on, man.
All right, here we go. For $700. Remove the broken heart.
What?
Repair Sam's heart,
dude, it's...
and charge your fee.
Oh,
he'll thank you,
dude.
Most wholeheartedly.
Look how far up in there it is.
Come on, I told you before the game started.
Shut up.
Set them up the way you want.
When the buzzer goes off, they slide in there.
Well, that's the object of the game. You're supposed to be a doctor.
Okay, hang on.
You got this. You got it. Hoo-lawd.
Hang on.
Yeah, you
come
need
on.
To boost that, man. Yeah. Help him out.
I was hoping that we'd hear some buzzing.
No. You're not gonna. Come on.
Come on.
I'm trying to focus.
It went off.
Dave.
Damn, man.
Very.
Have you ever played this before, Dave?
Yeah, man. Why do you think I'm doing good?
You were. Oh. Okay.
What's Sam's problem
this
now?
This one's now, did you remove the bread basket?
What's that?
Hold on.
Bread basket.
I'm looking for it. Why can't I see it?
I point to myself. What is here? This is my bread basket. My mama.
He already got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, we'll move along.
He removed it.
Well, we tried again.
What?
Connect the ankle to the knee and you'll collect a tidy fee.
Damn, man.
$400.
Okay.
It was only $200 the last time.
I know, now it's $400. Because he went to a specialist.
Oh!
They charge more.
Dear God. Okay. Here we go. Up. Can't use your fingers.
Come on.
Hold on, dude. I got it.
You know, I'd like to...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I got it.
Hold on.
I got it.
This is surgery, major surgery.
Yeah, dude, you gotta remember. Okay, yeah, dude.
Do you have it? You think you got it?
Hang on. Hang on, I'm trying to focus.
All right, you got it stretched. You gotta get it on the other peg. Come on.
Come on, get in
there. It hasn't gone off. Everything looks good.
Ow!
You did it!
Got it!
You did it. You did. That's $400.
Hook it up, son.
And you couldn't see it because of his hat, but you should have seen the wild-eyed concentration on this man.
Dude, it does happen, don't it?
Yep. Rob, you might want to get a shot of his face when he's really concentrating.
Get a good shot of his face.
Can I get a Kleenex, man? My nose is wrong.
There's 400. Haney's got plenty of Kleenex. Have you removed his... No, you haven't.
1,
all right, here we go.
2,000.
All right, here we go. This is a specialist.
All right, what do we got?
The wrenched ankle.
What? Oh!
This wrench has given Sam a sprain. Please take it out and ease his pain.
All right, bro.
You got it, bro. Wrenched ankle. Wrenched ankle. The concentration, like I've never seen Dave concentrate
before.
Oh,
it's palpable.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, my God! No!
Damn it!
No!
Damn, man!
Did you take the water on the knee off already? Yes, you did.
Yep. I got brain freeze.
Hold on. You took the butterfly in the stomach?
No, I don't think he did.
No.
Wait, what?
Butterfly in the stomach.
Okay.
For $1,000, butterflies in the stomach.
You got this, Dave.
These butterflies are bugging Sam. Can you get them all to scram?
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Here we go.
Here, go ahead.
No problem.
Easy, easy, easy.
Whoa.
Hulon.
Here we go.
Oh, I did see it go.
All right, damn,
dude. Let's try it.
Not cool, man. I'm good at this.
You got the
got to really F up to make that thing buzz.
Yeah, you got
Did you get the Charlie horse?
No.
All right, Charlie horse. Find Charlie's horse and set him free, and Sam will pony up your feet.
He's upside down in the thing,
I don't care what it is. You put it in there. Go.
No, I...
Light's going all over the place.
Yeah, that's just impossible.
You've removed the funny bone.
Damn, man.
Ah, this one you have not done.
Come on, hook me up.
Rider's cramp, $600.
Oh.
Rescue Sam from his poor plight
right.
And make his crampy hand all right.
Hold on, bro. Don't.
Come on.
Stop. Don't.
Come on.
Don't. Don't stop.
But I'm just a little twitch I got.
What? Stop.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
Come on.
Hey.
You can't even do it.
Damn,
can't even do it. $600.
Not cool, man.
Brain freeze.
Oh, shit.
Too much ice cream froze Sam's brain. Scoop it out to stop the pain.
I can't have any ice cream because of the Germans, Stan.
What? Yeah. What do you mean because of the
Because
Germans?
Because they're, like, invading Coconut Point.
Ow! Oh, come on, Dave.
Dude,
you know what? As this thing goes on and your brain starts to cook, you start to flub up.
Watch. I'll get it this time.
All right.
Look at that. Okay, right there.
You got it. But you don't get the 600.
Oh, come on, man.
No, you don't. Have you removed
him? Do you know, it's been like a month since I've been allowed to have ice cream because of the Germans at Coconut Point.
What do they do at Coconut Point?
You have to ask Dave.
They don't have... What?
They're invading. They're all over the place.
What does it have to do about ice cream?
Because I'm not going to stand in line for 45 minutes over 2
hours.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah, because it's insane, man. They're wanting to sample stuff and hang out.
But and it's all Germans?
Yeah, nothing but banned Deutschlanders.
And you were complaining that you're there to conduct business and the place is like a theme park.
Yeah, that's what's going on down there.
Let's try this one. We're running out of time.
Damn Norwegians.
And then we'll total up your money and what you got.
Norwegians?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know they were involved.
Yeah, all of them.
Did you remove his Adam's apple?
Yeah.
All right. Did you remove his broken heart? Did you?
No, I tried.
All right.
I tried.
$1,400. Sam's heart is broken right in two. You've got your work cut out for you.
Man, here we go.
What's the matter? Your nose running?
Yeah, dude.
What's the matter?
It's because I'm concentrating.
Haney, wipe his nose.
No.
Go over there and
don't
wipe
touch me.
He's got to wipe your nose.
Come on, it's got to be done.
It's got to be done. Wipe that nose. There we go. Uh-oh. Blow.
Thank you.
Did you get it?
I don't know. I got snot on my hand.
No, I got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. You're my bro. Don't worry.
Come on.
Shut up, dude.
You don't even have... You're not pulling it.
Oh,
God. You didn't get it.
What a waste of time.
Last one.
I didn't mean to snot on you, man.
Last
really
one.
I didn't.
Last one.
Oh, dude.
Jeez. Last
can
one.
Can I get another one? Please?
Last one. We're running out of time.
You say thank you, sir.
Oh,
may
thank
I
you,
have
sir,
another?
Can I have another? Sorry, bro. I'm really in.
Dave, the spare ribs.
What?
Sam can't use these extra ribs, so he's giving you first dibs. Spare ribs.
Damn,
you got less than a minute to do this.
All right, okay, hang on, dude. I got it. I can do this.
That's just... Okay. Ooh,
Don't you do it. Ow!
Damn! All right, a quick tally. How many did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Five.
I put the rubber band on, bro.
All right, so you got seven. Seven
one,
out
two,
of
three,
like
four, five, six. I got six.
Six.
Hey, I made this
no,
year.
No, I'm pretty impressed.
500, 1,000, 2,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. $2,800.
All right.
Woo!
See where that'll get you. We'll take a break. When we come back, traffic, news headlines,
old,
4 o'clock fluffer. All right, Dave.
Hard cash.
It's just a game. Now put it all back.
Look at that, Andy.
96 K-Rock.
Wow. You're rich, bitch.
Damn right.
96 K-Rock. More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan
and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'm pretty impressed with your concentration there, Dave, for operation.
Thanks, buddy. I do got a steady hand.
Yeah, you started losing it when you mentally started getting tired. But,
I'll break down.
You did all right. Yeah, we're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Matt Mangus also down at South Street in Naples for happy hour, getting underway now. So go and see him. You know what? I'm going to pat ourselves on the back.
Why not?
I was looking today because we have new Stan and Haney interview podcasts up. And so I said, this has been going on for a while. And I started looking at the list. And this is just scratching the surface of the people Haney and I have spent time with over the years. And I'm just looking. I think there's 17 episodes right now on the podcast, the interview podcast. Let's just go down the list of people that have crossed our paths. And this is just scratching the surface. Smoke and Joe Frazier, Julia Child, Pat Summerall, Bill Cosby, Jimmy Breslin, Pete Seeger, John McEnroe, Waylon Jennings, Brooks Robinson and Bill Lee, Ben and Jerry, Andy Griffith, Greg Allman, Peter Arnett, Peter Fonda, Yogi Berra, Ed McMahon. These are just scratching the surface of things, and those are the interviews that are up right now. I guess every week there's a new one put up there. We've talked to a lot of the greats, Haney. A lot of the greats.
Yeah, we have.
And the list.
And we were told to put a stop to it.
Yep. And the list looks pretty impressive.
The last sanctioned interview we did was with Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And we were told if we insisted, because we had it scheduled for that day, that we could interview Bill Cosby. But that we should understand that nobody knows who that is.
Yep.
What?
Oh, that's truth.
That's no. Word for word.
Nobody Jeez. Knows who Bill Cosby is.
Dear God.
Dave, you ready for some traffic?
Sure am, Stan.
Here we go. Traffic. Dave the Waterman. This is what he's best at. Reading copy.
All right, Stan. It's Friday. Woo! All right, we got two on the board. Let's start. We got a disabled vehicle in Fort Myers at Winkler Road and College Parkway. And Estero, another disabled vehicle at Ben Hill Griffith Parkway and Corkscrew Road.
That's Ben Hill Griffin.
That's what I said. Ben
you
Hill
said
Griffin,
Andy Griffin Parkway. Parkway.
Andy Griffin Parkway.
It's Griffin.
Yeah,
Ben Hill
ben
Griffin.
Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and Corkscrew Road, Stan. You're up to date in another 30 minutes.
Jeez, all I ask you is just read it. Coming up in less than one hour, it'll be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
Stan, I know you've been tickled pink when you discovered the millennial saying, okay, boomer.
Yeah, okay, boomer. They come up with them, don't they?
They do. But there could be a problem.
Yes.
You kids that enjoy saying, okay, boomer.
Mm.
Well, saying it at
Okay, yeah, boomer.
Utilizing the laws that you really wanted to see passed.
That's a little age discrimination right there, boomer.
Yeah, discrimination.
Yep.
We're marginalized.
Okay, boomer, I'm offended.
Yep. Although we're marginalized.
That slang.
Yep. We're marginalized.
Yeah, I feel it right now.
Yep. We're a threatened minority.
Yeah, I feel so pushed to the side. What's that, Annie?
We just sit back and laugh at it all.
Yeah.
Because as you've told me.
What?
And this isn't something you told me when I turned 50. You've told me this since I was in my 20s. Yeah? And what can you do about it?
Yep, it's true.
And so I just didn't try.
Nothing.
Yeah. Because Stan told me it wouldn't make any difference.
Yep.
Wanted to make the world a better place, but Stan said, hey, wake up. There's nothing you can do about it. And you know what? Thank you for that.
I try. I also was thinking that
you have really enhanced my life so much with thinking things through to its logical conclusion, realizing there's nothing I can do about it, so I don't do anything at all, and I don't leave my house.
I was also thinking if we were right now halfway through our radio career, if we had to put in the same amount of time that we've already done, we'd be in our late 90s.
You got a new one you can lay on me?
What? Like what?
Just some wisdom. You know, like, Haney, there's nothing you can do about it.
Every ticket's a winner until it's not.
Yep.
They just come naturally. Because it's true.
Is there anything else I need to know? Think things through to their logical conclusion?
Well, here's the other thing. You talk about things...
Because I've determined nothing good is ever going to happen to me.
This is a saying, and I don't know that I've said it that much on the air over the years. Better to have been than to be. You go and say you go and you want to go on a thing across the country. Say I sent Dave across the country in a solar-powered car. This would be absolutely miserable for him. But when he got back the stories and the pictures and the experience of doing it, it's better to have been, I've done that, than to be doing it.
Oh, I see. Kind of like our first night in Vegas.
Yeah. Better to have been than to be.
Yep. Good right, times.
Okay, enough of that.
Oh, yeah. A drunk driver caused a fiery crash at the gas station. He was in a hurry because he was on his way to a court appearance for a previous DUI. A wanted criminal tries to disguise himself by wearing glasses, but can't bring himself to cover up his sweet neck tattoo.
Right on. You know about that, Dave.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this makes sense. A 20-year-old alleged drunk driver told the cops, hey, I know what this looks like, but I ain't drunk. They said, well, then why do you smell like a distillery, sir? And he said, knew you were going to ask me that. It's because I was making out with my drunk girlfriend.
Right on.
These stories and much, much more. Unfortunate nonsense. What a beauty.
Real beauty.
Coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. So very important, especially on a Friday. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers is now in theaters.
Okay.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top...
Mr. Rogers Fun Facts.
Top Mr. Rogers Fun Facts.
I gotta bring that letter in to show you one day.
What, that you got from him?
Yeah. We prank-lettered Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
When I was a punk, like, 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And he wrote back the nicest letter you would ever want to see.
You still have that letter?
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
That is among my prized possessions. It's in a vault.
Gotta see it.
Mr. Rogers absolutely despised foul language.
Yes.
However, everyone has his limits, and occasionally he would flip the bird to McFeely when he overstayed his welcome.
Don't get me started on that, Mr. McFeely. I'll tell you a story one day about that pain in the ass.
Mr. Rogers once fought Joe Frazier to a 15-round draw.
That's a fact.
Nike once issued a very rare line of Air Rogers sneakers featuring a poster where he ferociously dunked on McFeely.
Yup. Don't get me started.
I'm unique! Woo!
Don't get me started on that McFeely. If I got a story for you, Haney knows the story.
Yeah. Well, and you also had a run-in with Mr. Green Jeans. I don't know if you remember, but you did.
Yeah. Because we did have Captain Kangaroo on this show.
Yep. And Mr. Green Jeans, but we don't talk about him.
No. Did I have a problem with him?
Yes, a big problem. Not Chuck Yeager level, but close.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers, as I said, did not care for profanity. No. Ironically, Quentin Tarantino does not care for cardigans.
No.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
Some say his death wasn't natural.
Oh, really?
Something to do with an offhanded comment he once made about Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bring back the Shah. And finally...
Yes.
The very top Mr. Rogers fun fact.
Yes.
Once shivved Captain Kangaroo in a bar fight.
Yeah. I think you're right on that.
Woo!
And that, my friend, is the fourth arm.
Left the building. Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Hey, get ready, kids, because the holidays are fast approaching. If you go to stanandhaney.com, you see the Amazon icon there. Click it and do your Amazon shopping. Doesn't cost you anything. It just shows you came from the Stan and Haney page.
And it helps us.
Yep. Keeps the page going. This is from... No name left on this. That was our question of the week. Something, a side you gotta have, and a side that you could do without for Thanksgiving. I'm from the Midwest. We must have big, thick egg noodles with so much flour on them that there would be like a gravy forming. I hate deviled eggs.
Ah, but you haven't had Stan's wife's deviled eggs.
She makes a deviled egg, and it's a secret ingredient. Miracle Whip. This is from Pam. Ahoy, guys. The Wayback Machine is my favorite part of the show. I have been listening since 1998. I would also love to hear Boston, the band. A Man I'll Never Be.
Oh, what a great song.
That is
Bradley Delp at his best.
It is one of the best Boston songs, and I don't think it's an overplayed song. Thanks for many years, Stan and Haney, of Quality Radio. Signed, Pam.
Pam?
Thank you, Pam.
You are so right. And just one other thing. If I said what's on my mind, you'd turn and walk away. Disappearing way back
in your dreams.
Don't do that, Eddie.
It's so hard to be unkind. So easy just to say that everything is just the way it seems.
He does this every time.
You look up at me, and somewhere in your mind you see a man I'll never be.
I'm all right.
You're welcome, Pam.
This
that
is,
wasn't easy on any of us.
No, this is so hard. It does it every time to me. This is from Tom. Not from Melbourne, but from Port Charlotte. Ahoy, fellas. Look at this photo I came across. It shows Hunter and Joe Biden having a conversation at what appears to be a golf course on the outskirts of Kiev, Ukraine. I'm sorry. It's really just Judge Smales and his idiot son Spalding from Caddyshack. This
did
is...
you, did you see good guy Joe Biden being interviewed by the Deucey Boy?
Yes. Yes. So, that is not a question to ask.
So, Vice President Biden, understand that your son Hunter has made you a grandfather again. How do you feel about
yep.
that? And he looked at you, son of
a... this is who...
Do people know about that?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Oh, that Hunter Biden just had an illegitimate baby.
Let me just walk you...
And Joe Biden's a grandpa again.
Let me just take you a quick walk through the last 2 years of Hunter's life, okay? You know about the Ukraine and all the financial corruption. Let's leave that aside for a minute. After the Golden Boy son, Bo, died, Biden pulled strings to get 40-something-year-old Hunter into the U.S. Navy. He didn't last long because the U.S. Navy frowns upon chronic cocaine abuse.
Yep.
So he was kicked out of the Navy. He starts having sex with his brother's widow.
Yep.
Then I think there's some going into rehab, but they found a crack pipe in his rental car, and that didn't work out. And sometime... when he was supposed to be exclusive with his dead brother's wife, he banged this chick in Arkansas who was given birth to a child. He's denied that until the court forced him to take a DNA test. And
he's the father.
A couple of months ago, he married a South African woman,
yeah.
And no one was at the ceremony. So that's just the personal life.
Joe Biden's a grandpa.
And it's all been debunked, Stan. Hunter Biden is a fine man that we should all look up to. I'd say that, quite honestly, if you put him and Prince Andrew side by side, Andrew doesn't look too bad.
No. Fred, great show, gentlemen. I heard what the Democrats said about global warming. And I was afraid of being overwhelmed by melting snow, so I moved to Florida. Now I'm scared of rising water from the melting icebergs. I would move to the mountains, but I'm afraid of heights. Is there any safe places on the globe? Go Guardian. Thanks.
Jesus.
Thanks for the entertainment you guys
provide. Go ahead. Do it.
Yep.
Do
I'm
it,
good.
Stan.
I'm
Do
good.
It.
No, I'm fine.
You fought it off.
I'm fine.
You know what?
What?
Did you see any of that Democratic debate?
I don't want to talk politics.
No. No, this is very specific.
This is just driving me up a wall.
Bernie Sanders,
yeah.
on a national stage, is screaming and yelling that we've got 8 or 9
yeah,
years
that's
left.
That's how long we got.
And that all these cities are going to be underwater. Are people going to snap out of it when 10 years have passed and we show them that video? And go, this is what we went through?
They'll lose it, as they have. Go back 10, 20, 30 years, they say the same thing.
Oh, because we forgot about the Ice Age.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
You shouldn't be allowed to go up and say crazy stuff like that.
He's a crazy man. They love him. Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, on December 4th, the TV show Vikings will be coming back on the History Channel.
Well, that is very welcome. I miss my Shield Maiden.
There he is. You guys are the best sign, the Guardian.
Jesus.
When we come back, he was 10-3 last week on a roll.
You know what? Where is it?
Owen, did you see they found a picture from 1898 of Greta?
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Wow. That girl creeps me out.
There's a picture, and it was taken in the Yukon Territory of kids around a well, and you would swear to God, Rob can probably find it.
It's her.
Oh, it looks just like her. It's her. And that's from like 1898.
Told you. These are aliens.
Are they aliens or time travelers or demonic?
Shapeshifters. 82 and 54, plus 28 in the win column.
Broadway that is so creepy.
Yep. Broadway Joe is next. Stan and Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Broadway Joe coming up here in just a second. We'll tell you where Matt Mangus is today. And every Friday at this time, for that matter. And right now, let's get Dave the Traffic Man to do update us on traffic for your drive home.
All right, Stan. Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate the compliment, man. All right, two on the board here. Fort Myers crash of the 3,000 block of Buckingham Road in front of Buckingham Exceptional School. So be on the lookout for that there. Another crash in Fort Myers, the 7,000 block of Gladiolus Drive in front of the Lowe's. Without new traffic, another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave. Matt Mangus right now, happy hour at South Street, Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples. He's there until 6 p.m. hanging out, having fun, happy hour, drinking food specials, live music, K-Rock prizes, and more. And don't forget, on December 13th, a Merry Mojo Christmas down at South Street with Blacktop Mojo live in concert. So go and have yourself a little fun there. It's Friday. Hang out a little bit and enjoy yourself down at South Street, Goodlett Frank Road, Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples, there till 6 p.m.
Boy, what a week. Last week, 10-3. Let's see if he can do it again.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving, close to it.
Well, and I can't wait for our annual turkey gobble. I know everyone's looking forward to it.
It'll happen on Wednesday. It's a short week next week. We're going to bring you back on Wednesday for all the Thanksgiving games and all the festivities coming up. And looking forward to that. 10-3 last week. Very good picking. You are doing very well this year. I do.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. I got one thing to ask you about, though. I want your comment.
You ask me, and then I've got a question for you.
Sure. I've been sitting on this for the past couple of weeks.
Well, you probably should get off.
Yeah, I'm gonna. What do you know about one of your jet? Well, he didn't play with you, but Jamal Adams. Were you aware after the Alabama, because you were there for the game, the Alabama LSU game, that New York Jet Jamal Adams referred to Joe Burrow as Broadway Joe, and they went nuts on Twitter to the point where he had to apologize because they're for the fans, there's only one Broadway Joe. You're aware of that?
Well, you know, I personally, it doesn't bother me at all, but I think it's because it's in that particular stadium.
Yeah.
I've got nothing but wonderful things to say about Joe Burrow other than look at the big balls on this young man.
Now, what do you have to ask me?
Now, in the past, we've chatted, and you have a background in psychology, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's what I got my degree in many years ago.
Are you familiar with the actress Mary Steenburgen?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. She's such a musician now.
I saw an article at my doctor's office the other day, and I think it was one of those women's magazines, like In Touch or something like that. And Mary Steenburgen claims that about a year ago she had a medical procedure, and they had to put her out for it.
Yep.
And when she woke up, all of her thoughts were musical.
Yep.
And she started writing songs.
Yep.
And because she's famous, people are saying, oh, those are good songs.
Well, she thinks they're good songs, and like you said, because she's famous.
Well, I had something similar happen.
What happened to you, Broadway?
Well, I wanted to see you being in a radio business. You know music. I had something similar happen about 6 months ago. I bumped my head on the garage door.
Uh-huh.
And shortly thereafter, I started to have musical thoughts as well.
Really?
Yes, but only one song.
What's that?
You know the theme from Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes. If I were a rich man, la da 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 da. That one.
And what I found was that no matter what I was doing, I would come up with lyrics to fit that tune. For instance, one that went through my head for a week.
Yeah.
Just in my head. I didn't vocalize it.
Yeah.
But it was, I can throw a football. I can throw a football probably 50, 60 yards.
Da, 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 da.
Yes. And then it branched off from there. I'm going to the grocery store. I've got to get lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff. I'm driving in my car. You see everything to that tune, and it's driving me nuts.
All right, Broadway. Go with it.
But
I think
I think Steenburgen is a liar. Because this is a disability.
Yeah, yes, it can be. Did you have Houston beating Indianapolis last night?
I didn't really pay much attention to it.
Gotcha. Let's go to Sunday's matchups, 1 o'clock games. We got to get through these. Tampa Bay at Atlanta.
Well, somehow Atlanta started winning football games.
Yeah, they have.
And how have they done that? They've done it through defense. That's bad news for Tampa. I like the home team.
All right, going with the Falcons. The Broncos going to Buffalo. Take on the Bills.
Buffalo has a decent enough football team. Denver's a joke.
All right, going with Buffalo. The Giants going to Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears.
Well, I'm thinking it's Chicago. I'm thinking that's in Chicago. It's the MF'n Bears.
Going with the Bears over the Giants. The Pittsburgh Steelers going to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Do they bother showing up?
Oh, good Lord. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. I like the Steelers who win the whole football game.
Right.
I can't help it.
All right. The Miami Dolphins, I don't think, are good enough to beat the Cleveland Browns at home.
My hopes for the Miami Dolphins, and I had it pictured in my head long before the particular draft happened, but seeing Baker Mayfield throwing the ball to Jarvis Landry, I thought it would happen in Miami. But
nope.
It's happening in Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
Less said about the Dolphins, the better.
Going with Cleveland over the Dolphins. Carolina at New Orleans.
New Orleans.
The Raiders at the Jets.
Raiders.
Raiders. The Seattle Seahawks taking on the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think this is going to be tougher than people think. I almost want to go with Philadelphia, but I can't. I'll take Seattle, but I think it's going to be a tough game.
All right, Seattle on the road over Philadelphia. All right, one more 1 o'clock game, and that is the Detroit Lions at the Washington Redskins.
Well, that reminds me of that Hollywood movie, Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
I'll take the home team. That's all I can do.
All right, going with the Washington Redskins. Jacksonville at Tennessee.
Jacksonville.
All right, Jacksonville on the road, the first of the 4 o'clock games. The Dallas, well, this might be a pretty good football game, an AFC-NFC matchup. The Dallas Cowboys at New England.
And there's your key right there, at New England. Yeah. I like the Patriots.
All right, I agree with you. Football night in America. This should be a pretty good game as well. The Green Bay Packers going over to San Francisco to take on the 49ers, 8:20 p.m., prime time Sunday night.
I think it'll be a good game, Green Bay.
Going with Green Bay to upset the 49ers at home. Monday night football. The Baltimore Ravens taking on the Los Angeles Rams in L.A.
Baltimore, when they've got everything cooking, and they do right now, they look unstoppable. I like the Ravens.
Going with the Ravens over the Rams. By the way, just for people keeping track at home, Kansas City, Minnesota, Arizona, and the Chargers have all forfeited their games this week. They will not play.
And that, my friend, is the last bye week. Occurring at the perfect time for Kansas City to get healthy and make that run.
Right on. And, yeah, after this, all the buys are up, and all teams will be in action every week.
Yes. From now on, if they choose not to play, they'd be sanctioned by the league.
Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 12 in the National Football League, or better known as the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, Buffalo, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Oakland, Seattle, Washington, Jacksonville, New England, Green Bay, and Baltimore. Broadway, I hope you get the song out of your head, if at all possible. Maybe hit your head on the garage again, and it'll make you back normal again.
I'll try that, but in the meantime, Joe Willie Namath is the finest natural athlete that I've ever seen.
There he goes. We'll talk to him again on Wednesday. We'll take a break. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Nikola Tesla was the father of Western technology. For everything we know is like modern electricity, Tesla invented that. He also invented wireless technology. He invented the radio. Supposedly, one day, he was taking a walk in a park, and he suddenly experienced this tremendous flash of light. And he saw in his mind the perfect blueprint of an engine that would create something called alternating current. And that was when he was like, I have to go to the United States to meet Edison. So Tesla sailed across the ocean, found Edison, and was like, oh, all right, well, I guess you can work for me. And his job was digging ditches for Edison. And this guy Westinghouse gave him money to start working on his idea of alternating current. So Edison didn't like the idea of alternating current because he owned all the patents on direct current. Westinghouse and Tesla won the contract to supply all the electricity to the World's Fair. And this pissed Edison off. He was like, "F*** this. Alternating current is bad. Alternating current will only cause massive deaths." And so he started this campaign to prove that alternating current was the worst current you could use. What he did is he began to publicly electrocute animals. Edison wasn't. He was taking sheep and being like, look what happens when the sheep touches the alternating current. Oh, it gets electrocuted. Look what happens when a cow comes in contact with alternating current. It dies. Tesla was horrified. And he'd be like, this is awful. I am inventing electricity and you look like an asshole. You look like a idiot. And at that moment, Tesla was basically ostracized from society. He was 84, and he died in a hotel, completely broke and alone.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. I gotta go to the Absolute Law text line. You know, I kind of enjoy the fact that this still happens in our radio career. Absolute Law text line. Guys, I brought my buddy over tonight for some steaks. He's drunk. This is the first time that he has heard Joe Namath on K-Rock. And I explained to him it might not be Joe Namath. He's hell-bent on that it's Joe Namath.
Damn it.
Hell-bent.
Fighting words.
Yep. Yep. As I like to say.
Believe, whatever you like.
Believe what you want.
Yep. Not up to us.
There was a real human voice coming over the phone that identified himself as Broadway Joe. That is without dispute.
And I hope that horrible malady he's suffering from.
Well, you get a conk on the head in the garage, and now he's singing Fiddler on the Roof.
Just constantly.
Yeah.
That's got to be hell on earth.
I told him, hit your head again, maybe it'll jog it back to normal. I did read, though, about that Mary Steenburgen or Mergen or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds,
Danson's wife.
It sounds totally legitimate to me.
Oh, I'm so musical now. What are you, some kind of savant?
Can I have a second, Stan?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It might be getting to me.
You made many, many poor people.
There it is.
I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man.
Mile. 24/7, man.
If I were a wealthy man. I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a pity, pity rich, man.
What lyrics?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Build a
Broadway hit.
Big tall house with
Broadway Joe.
Dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear.
What?
Squawking just as noisily as they can.
I don't know. I like Broadway Joe's lyrics better.
Each loud
what the?
Will land like a trumpet on the ear.
He's
as
good.
If to say here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man. All day long.
That's some good writing right there.
Yep.
If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
That's Broadway.
Yeah.
If I were a bitty, bitty rich, yida diddle 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 man.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that... That's some special stuff right there.
I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin. Supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her pulling her hands and strutting like a peacock. Boy, you what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the
sun. There go the flowers and everything night. Getting tossed up there.
Yep.
The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reptavia, pardon me, Reptavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. La di ra di di ra ra. And it won't make a one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, I have a river.
All right. Okay. That's okay. Thank you.
Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan?
Get off the roof.
If I were a wealthy man.
Brilliant. Bravo. Bravo. What the? Bravo. Bravo. Woo. Bravo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jeez.
You never know.
You never know. Let's see. What time is it? Only one thing. Estero. Crashed 20,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, and that's been out there for a while. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Robert Barr in Kansas City, Missouri, Ike Pappas in Independence, Missouri, Charles Kuralt in Independence, Neil Strausser in Washington, and George Nathanson in Managua, Nicaragua.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, November 22nd. Time now for things you didn't know.
All righty.
The good people at Jell-O were on fire in the 1960s. Mainly due to the invention of something called the Jell-O mold.
Yep. Oh, you remember as a kid, everybody had a Jell-O mold.
But there's always a peak when Jell-O went too far.
Was that with Jell-O 1-2-3? Remember that?
No.
Jell-O 1-2-3. You'd mix it up, pour it in the glass, and it would be foam on top, like a mousse in the center, and Jell-O at the bottom, when it all kind of like separated.
No, I have no memory of that.
Rob, Jell-O 1-2-3, show them the ad.
I don't recall. I have no reason to dispute your account.
Jell-O 1-2-3.
I mean, it's just my supposition that what you say is true.
Yeah, there it is.
Now, I do recall that Mr. Kent may have had a conversation with Mr. Yerkin.
Please, let's not expose the whistleblower.
Oh, okay. Eric Charamella. And Jell-O in the 1960s got a little too cocky and created four flavors for use in Jell-O salads. There was celery Jell-O, Italian salad Jell-O, seasoned tomato Jell-O, and mixed vegetables Jell-O.
Thank you, no.
They were all soundly rejected by the American public and hastily discontinued.
Rob's showing me some woman making her version of Jell-O 1, 2, 3, and it's not the kind that used to be in the package.
No, that's just somebody who's trying to get a penny for clicks on YouTube. Who the hell was supposed to be keeping an eye on Lincoln the night he was shot?
There was a guard posted at the box, the entranceway into his box, but I think he was boozing it.
Yeah, we didn't have a Secret Service back then, because who in their right mind would shoot the president?
Yeah, it's crazy talk.
The police officer who was assigned to protect Abraham Lincoln the night of the assassination.
I think he was boozing it.
He figured, you know what? The president's there. He's got a couple of army officers, and he'll be fine. The police officer went to drink at a bar.
Told you.
He was charged with neglect of duty, but the charges were eventually dropped thanks to a young Arkansas lawyer named William Jefferson Clinton I. No, I don't think that.
No, I think they dropped it when the guy said, "Can you blame me? I was a little thirsty."
A little beastie.
Yeah.
You know, Canada has its own professional football league.
Mm-hmm. It's a little different.
It's a little different. Some of the things are the same. Like, for instance, in the Canadian Football League's championship game, their Super Bowl, they give out an MVP award, just like we do. But they also give out a second MVP award for the most valuable Canadian. That is awarded to the token Canadian player on every franchise.
I believe it. National Hockey League was big on that years ago. I don't know if they still are, where there were so many Canadians playing. It was virtually a 100% Canadian game with so many American cities. Mm-hmm. And you would always get the award for the American, the one from the United States that showed the most promise.
Yep.
You always get
he would have to dress for that game.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd at the Diamond District and Estero at Coconut Point are kicking off this holiday season with three spectacular days of diamond savings. This weekend only, view the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds priced competitively with the most aggressive places in the world. And take advantage of 3 years interest-free financing. You'll also save big on the largest selection of fashionable diamond jewelry. 5-carat total diamond weight bracelets, $29.99. 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings, $8.99. If you're in the market for a diamond and you're thinking about where to find your best deal, it's not down in the islands and it's not on the internet. It's with Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds, lowest prices in the world, and 3 years interest-free financing. Your best diamond buying experience is during Diamond Days this weekend at the Diamond District.
3 years interest-free financing based on approved credit and no other discounts or offers can be combined.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, small children are smarter than we give them credit for, because they'll say some smart things and then they'll be told to shut up immediately afterwards.
Yep.
Like, for instance, the family is watching Superman, and the small child says, "I don't get it." It's obvious that Clark Kent is Superman. He just puts on glasses, and everybody doesn't know who it is.
Oh, same thing with Batman, too. And Robin, especially.
You're telling me nobody can figure this out? Shh. Watch the movie.
Yeah.
With that in mind, there is a 30-year-old gent in Derbyshire, England.
Yes,
by the name of Mr. David Springthorpe.
Yeah.
He had a warrant out for several shoplifting charges. And he operated through the use of disguise.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. By wearing glasses.
Whoa.
But there was an issue. He figured the glasses alone would fool them, and he couldn't bring himself to cover up his sweet giant neck tattoo.
Rob, a little correction. You've got two different pictures of two different people. I think we're talking about the same guy here.
Yeah, that's obviously an error. Those are two completely different people.
Why are you bringing up two completely different people?
One of them is wearing glasses, so that obviously can't be him.
Yeah. What What are you trying to do to us?
Bush League.
You know, can you at least show us the guy in disguise and the real guy?
Yeah, I'd like to see the disguise.
Instead of throwing up two pictures of two of us.
Be the same guy.
Come on.
A cop easily recognized him on the street last week, despite being in disguise. He was sentenced to 30 weeks in jail.
Come on.
A 21-year-old gent named Clemente Torres. You know what? I'm going to stop right there.
Yes.
If he is doing anything other than playing baseball, he's missed his life's calling.
Yeah. Think about that. Clemente Torres.
Ladies and gentlemen, taking the mound, Clemente Torres.
That is a baseball name if there ever was one.
Not this guy. He was heading to the gas station in Chandler, Arizona last month when he lost control of his Ford Mustang and crashed into a gas pump. The gas pump went up in flames. That frightens people, so everybody ran away while Clemente attempted to put out the massive gas pump fire by dumping a jug of water on it. When that didn't work, he ran off as well.
I'm looking at the footage of this. This is crazy. And then they had the picture of him going through, thing catching on fire, and then him running away like a sissy. Look at this. Sorry, folks, I'm watching this. There, throw some water on it.
Yep, he tried.
Open gas line.
And the police tracked him down and determined that his blood alcohol level was 0.241,
jeez,
which would be three times the legal limit. And you know what? In fairness to him, he was a little stressed. He was in a hurry that day because he was on his way to court to answer for a different DUI arrest. He is facing so many charges, I cannot begin to touch them.
Somebody should have gotten him at a young age and taught him to throw a fastball. Look at this.
At least, you know, at least be a bat boy.
Yeah, something. What a mess.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, that's the thing about drunk driving. You know, every time I do these stories, you always think, well, that's the one where we've heard it all.
Yeah.
No, it never ends.
There's a topper.
A 20-year-old gent near Peoria, Illinois, drifted off the road into a field on Saturday And when the police arrived, their assessment is that this man is obviously drunk. He smelled like alcohol. He had an empty Miller Lite next to the car.
Right on.
And the inside of the car reeked of pot. He was also slurring his words so badly that one officer questioned as to whether he spoke English or not. Well, the man straightened him out in a hurry because he turned to the officer, asked him for a light, and noted that everything he said was, quote, 100% English. He eventually got angry when he didn't get the lighter and began swearing. Then they cuffed him, and at that point he began crying.
Jeez.
His initial excuse was that all the prescriptions he was on make him drowsy.
Yeah.
The cops let him know that wasn't going to help him. So then he came up with a different, yet just as valid excuse. He then claimed his girlfriend was drunk and that his breath only smelled like alcohol because they'd just had a big make-out session.
Yeah, a lot of deep kissing, a lot of Frenching.
He also explained to the police that they had, in fact, made love and that, quote, I think we're all adults here.
Yeah, let's grow up, people.
At some point, he eventually said F it and admitted he may have been drinking, too. He is facing a telephone book charges.
Telephone book of a thick book. Not even a local city one.
Are you even speaking English? Give me light. 100% English. I get drowsy.
Yeah.
I made love. Come on, we're all adults here. And that's the news for today, Friday, November 22nd.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, if you've never played the game, and we haven't done it in a while, we need to, all you have to do is find a drunk person and a small closet, and you hang a bare bulb from the ceiling, and you begin interrogating them about something they don't know about.
Yep. Haney and I used to do that all the time.
Yep. We'd play good cop, bad cop, everything.
We'd have some intern here, some part-timer, and we'd get them in a room.
And tell them we got their buddy down the hall in a different closet.
And we'd put a bulb in their face.
Look, I know Stan was a little harsh with his methods, but I'm giving you the opportunity to tell it to me straight.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. You know why? Because we're adults.
I think we're all adults here.
We're all adults.
I think you understand what I mean when I say made love. We're adults, right?
Jason and Todd.
I'm 20.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Did you hurt yourself laughing too hard?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I threw something.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain myself.
I don't know if I pulled it or threw it.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show is going to be coming up at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got a couple of things here on the board. Fort Myers, both of them, crash. Estero Parkway and Castellana Boulevard. And in Fort Myers, crash. The 10,000 block of Gulf Center Drive right by the Staples. And you are up to date.
You know, Stan, it's the weekend, and I couldn't be more enthused.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching to see what you will do. Everyone's looking at you. Everyone's wondering, will you come out tonight? Everyone's trying to get it right.
You as pumped as I am?
Yeah.
Everybody's working getting for the weekend.
Boy, that's power. That's energy right there.
Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's going off the deep
right
end.
Right off the deep end, baby.
Everybody needs a second chance.
What the...
You want a piece of my heart? You better start from the start. You want to be in the show? Come on, baby, let's go. You want a piece of my heart? You better start from the start. You want to be in the show? Come on, baby, let's go.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
For my birthday, my uncle gave me a $50 gift card with $12 left on it. Why? Why, Uncle Derek? Just why? What am I gonna do with $12? You're gonna put $8 with it and get you a 2 for $20. That's what you're gonna do. I'm like, that's... You know what they're doing now in this country? They're charging us for sauce when we get the nuggets from the fast food spot. And it's not the fact that you're charging me 25 cents for a sauce, but the dude was like, well, you know, I just can't give you the sauce. And I'm like, why not? Nobody's looking. Just slide it across the counter. Okay, I can't, brother. Okay, it's not up to me, brother. If it was up to me, I would give you a sauce. It is up to you. It's on your side of the counter. You're in charge of the sauce. Yeah, but y'all worried about gas prices. That's what y'all want to talk about. $4 a gallon of gas going up to $5 a gallon. I could give a damn. It's, the sauce is a quarter. That's what we need to be talking about. Just talk about what's real, man.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Boy, what a week last week. 10-3. Let's see if he can do it again.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving, close to it.
Well, and I can't wait for our annual turkey gobble. I know everyone's looking forward to it.
It'll happen on Wednesday. It's a short week next week. We're going to bring you back on Wednesday for all the Thanksgiving games and all the festivities coming up. And looking forward to that. 10-3 last week. Very good picking. You are doing very well this year. I do.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. I got one thing to ask you about, though. I want your comment.
You ask me, and then I've got a question for you.
Sure. I've been sitting on this for the past couple of weeks.
Well, you probably should get off.
Yeah, I'm gonna. What do you know about one of your jet? Well, he didn't play with you, but Jamal Adams. Were you aware after the Alabama, because you were there for the game, the Alabama LSU game, that New York Jet Jamal Adams referred to Joe Burrow as Broadway Joe, and they went nuts on Twitter to the point where he had to apologize because they're, for the fans, there's only one Broadway Joe. You're aware of that?
Well, you know, I personally, it doesn't bother me at all, but I think it's because it's in that particular stadium.
Yeah.
I've got nothing but wonderful things to say about Joe Burrow other than look at the big balls on this young man.
Now, what do you have to ask me?
Now, in the past, we've chatted, and you have a background in psychology, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, that's what I got my degree in many years ago.
Are you familiar with the actress Mary Steenburgen?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. She's such a musician now.
I saw an article at my doctor's office the other day, and I think it was one of those women's magazines, like In Touch or something like that. And Mary Steenburgen claims that about a year ago she had a medical procedure, and they had to put her out for it.
Yep.
And when she woke up, all of her thoughts were musical.
Yep.
And she started writing songs,
yep.
And because she's famous, people are saying, oh, those are good songs.
Well, she thinks they're good songs, and like you said, because she's famous.
Well, I had something similar happen.
What happened to you, Broadway?
Well, I wanted to see you being in a radio business. You know music. I had something similar happen about 6 months ago. I bumped my head on the garage door.
Uh-huh.
And shortly thereafter, I started to have musical thoughts as well.
Really?
Yes, but only one song.
What's that?
You know the theme from Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes. If I Were a Rich Man, la-da-da-da-da-da-da, that one.
And what I found was that no matter what I was doing, I would come up with lyrics to fit that tune. For instance, one that went through my head for a week.
Yeah.
Just in my head. I didn't vocalize it.
Yeah.
But it was, I can throw a football. I can throw a football probably 50, 60 yards.
Da, and, da, 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 da.
Yes. And then it branched off from there. I'm going to the grocery store. I've got to get lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff.
All right, Broadway. Go with it.
But
I think
I think Steenburgen is a liar because this is a disability.
Yeah, yes, it can be. Did you have Houston beating Indianapolis last night?
I didn't really pay much attention to it.
Gotcha. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 12 in the National Football League, or better known as the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, Buffalo, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Oakland, Seattle, Washington, Jacksonville, New England, Green Bay, and Baltimore. Broadway, I hope you get the song out of your head, if at all possible. Maybe hit your head on the garage again, and it'll make you back normal again.
I'll try that, but in the meantime, Joe Willie Namath is the finest natural athlete that I've ever seen.
There he goes. We'll talk to him again on Wednesday.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.